Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And to talk about the Commanders, our pal Kevin Sheehan. He is on a radio show named The Kevin Sheehan Show, aptly. Kevin, a lot of things we could talk to you about, but I want to start with the uniform stuff. You know, we've been talking on the show for months. I'd heard a long time ago they were going back to older-looking 91 Super Bowl-esque uniforms. I thought maybe this year sounds like they're only going to use them as alternates, and then in the future they'll wear something along those lines. But what have you been hearing, and kind of get us up to speed on the timeline? Sounds like, from what I've gathered talking to people with the team, something's going to drop closer to training camp, but they're not ready to make the announcement just yet.
Yeah, I mean, all I did, Grant, on the show yesterday was answer an email about the uniforms and reiterate what I had back in October, which was the name was still up for grabs, but they were probably going to do something with the uniforms, and it was going to be a uniform that went back to looking like the old uniforms. They would use them as alts. When they told me this in October, and I talked about it on the show, next year, meaning 2025, and then they would try to blend it into something more permanent after that.
Do they have enough blue chippers, like high-end talent? I know Bobby Wagner made first-team All-Pro last year, but do they have enough guys that when things aren't going great, they can just, you know, take over and fix it? We saw Daniels do that last year, but against a more difficult schedule coming up this year. Do they have enough stars?
God, do you remember those days when it was like, all right, who's the star after Trent Williams? Danny, they've got the star quarterback. That's what you need more than anything else. After that, you know, I think they might have a star at left tackle and Laramie Tunsil, who they traded for. I'm a big Luvu guy. I thought pound for pound last year, you know, he was, you know, debatably the second or third best player on the team after Jaden and Terry. It's the quarterback is obviously, you know, a blue chipper, an A-plus player at the most important position. You've got an A-plus player at left tackle, and you've got a really good wide receiver, and I think a really good and versatile, you know, defensive player in Luvu, whose star might be really on the rise in year two here.
Totally agree with you. Love Luvu. Is there a chance, with the way things are set up on the edge right now, that he actually gets an opportunity to rush the quarterback, standing up a whole lot more? And next thing you know, he gets 12 and a half sacks or something, and now he gets a lot of the love and the fanfare that maybe you miss out on.
Definitely. I mean, he is that kind of player. I mean, he is a speed. He's a speed rusher. He's got that level of talent. I wouldn't be surprised at all if in year two they use him more. You know, whether it's on the edge lining up, you know, in a three-point stance, or up, you know, as a move-around Micah Parsons kind of player like they did at times last year. But I could definitely see him leading the team in sacks. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if somebody like Wise or Armstrong ended up having, you know, a big year too. Armstrong really came on at the end of the year, especially in the postseason. But I see the same thing, Grant, for Luvu.
Kevin, where are you at on Debo Samuel? To me, this is a great value. If we get what he did last year in kind of an injury-plagued, overweight season, whatever you want to call it, I would take that as their second-best receiver option. And I put that in quotation marks because he's more weapon. But do you expect a bigger year than last year? Has it started the decline? Kind of give me your temperature check.
I mean, my hunch is he's in for a big season. He'll be used in a way that'll benefit him. He's got a quarterback. And he's in a contract situation in year. The key, Danny, right, is he's just got to stay healthy. He's got to be in shape, and he's got to stay healthy. I think the former happens. Hopefully he's able to stay healthy. If he stays healthy, I think he has a big year here in this system.
Kevin Sheehan on Grant and Danny. I'm going to slide one in real quick because I know you love hoops. The NBA draft is tomorrow. If you get your way at 6, what breaks for the Wizards?
Oh, God, I was just listening to your last guest and was listening to the trade. I had not heard about it. Anybody but Ace Bailey. I'm not an Ace Bailey fan. I saw him play up close and personal at Maryland. Derek Queen abused him. He left the game. He tapped out with 4 points and said he was sick. Now, I watched him against Northwestern, and he was awesome. But there's something that just rubbed me the wrong way when he tapped out in College Park after Queen owned him. I really like Trey Johnson there. I'm a big Derek Queen guy. I'm hoping that maybe from 18 they can move up and take Queen. I think he's just flat out a basketball player, and I love the kid from BYU, but that would be more in line of, you know, at 18 or trading up for it. But Trey Johnson's going to be a big-time scorer at the next level. You just don't know. I just am not a big Ace Bailey guy, and it seems like everybody else is.
Kevin, great as always, buddy. Talk soon.
All right, talk soon, guys. Thanks.
See you, bud.
You got it. Kevin Sheehan on Grant and Danny here on The Fence.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.